live.
All right.
We are now.
Okay. Let's see. Where the Ramblecast ends, the extension begins. We laughed our asses off on a cold, dark night. I'm not afraid to go. You bet I'm not. Where the Ramblecast ends, the extension begins. Okay. Woo! I didn't think of that one really
now
quick.
Matt's frozen on my end. But now he's moving. Now Matt's moving.
No, no.
Oh, I've been moving
Matt
this whole time.
Matt and me are perfect. We're simpatico.
It's like we're almost in the same time zone, and yet
yeah,
we're not. He's still 2 hours behind.
It's all me, though, because my computer says looking for a Wi-Fi network. So I'll do what I can here.
I mean, clearly you have a Wi-Fi work network if you're talking to us.
I think that's just a euphemism.
Yes, yeah, so I don't know what the
computer's. Your computer's trying to get hooked up.
It's almost as if you have a son who is a computer guy.
Yeah. Beep boop beep boop beep.
Yeah.
Get your butt over.
This is Jay's way of helping. You gotta learn how to do it. That's Jay's way of doing it.
But he learned it from watching you.
I was watching you, Jack.
No, when my dad had problems, I would go over there and I would help him out. No questions asked.
Well, I mean, that's my policy with my parents. I'll show you once. You better be writing notes when I'm showing you. I'll show you one more time just for clarification. But after that, that's it. Because I can only describe how to attach a photo to an email so many times without blowing, you know, a gasket.
I'm just imagining.
Keep talking. I think I know what the problem is.
Okay. Well, I was, but I was. I was thinking, like, I was imagining you trying to talk to your dad and tell him how to look up porn on the internet. Now, I'm only going to tell you once, Dad. Okay. Yeah. And I'm not going to look at it with you. Yeah. But these are the sites that you want to go to, and this is what you don't want to do.
Yeah, I about snapped on him because you know they came last weekend and this weekend, and what was it? Oh. So we went out to eat, and he wanted to pull over at a gas station to get a bag of ice. And as I'm pulling into the gas station, he looks at me and goes, "Whoa, come in here. I need to get a bag of ice." I'm like, "Where the fuck do you think I'm going?" it's just like, no shit, Dad. I'm pulling up next to the big box that says ice on it. and then... I could tell, look, I mean, he's 67 or 8. And, you know, I mean, he's not old yet, but I can tell that his brain is starting to slip now, you know, to where, because, like, there's definitely a couple of conversations where I would just really tell him something. And then he'd ask me, like, 2 minutes later, like he never heard anything I said. And I just want to go, "Were you listening to me?" "No, you weren't." You almost get to that point where you're the dad now, and like he's my son, and like when you're trying to teach your kid how to swing a baseball bat, and they're like, "I know, Dad, I know." Well, clearly you don't know. You know, we're getting at that point now where I'm, you know,
the roles are flipping.
They're flipping. Yeah. Yeah.
I will say that my dad a lot of times will not listen to what I say the first time through. So. And then he does this thing with my kids. I mean, they're his grandkids, but he always does this thing. It's an ongoing joke. And on one level, it's like, okay, yeah, it's your grandpa joke. I get it. But on another, your grandkids think that you're senile, Dad. So he does this thing where he always says, he'll always say that my kids are in the grade that's younger than them. Or they're in the grade that's like before them. So my daughter's in seventh grade. So he's always like, "So Maggie, how's the sixth grade going?" You know, or my daughter turns 12 and he's just like, "So you're 10, right?" And it's like every time, and he knows their ages too. But yeah, it's like, no, you're just setting them up to think that you're senile and that you don't know anything. So
that's part of the fun though, being a grandpa.
Gotta love them. Sure.
Am I right?
Yeah. Maybe.
I do the same thing. I do exactly. So what are you, like 8 now? And he goes, I'm 5. I go, oh, I thought you were 8. When are you getting married?
it's just fun with
it, so that's all that matters.
It's just when they start to turn older and older and they start to age you. I think that's where my dad's like, stop getting older.
Well, it's funny, when they get older, I'll be doing that anyway, and I won't be joking. But they'll think I'm joking, like kind of like.
Exactly.
Then when my dad died from Lewy body's dementia, and when it first started happening was after he had first started noticing. I'd noticed some things before, but I figured out maybe he's just tired. But he had valve replacement surgery. And when I went to go see him in the hospital, when he woke up and he's like, get that cat out of here. He's a smart ass, or was a smart ass. So I said, what the hell's he talking? What's he talking about? But he was serious. And we're watching this game between San Diego State versus, I think it was North Dakota State. And he must have asked me 40 times who was playing. I go, are you fucking with me? But he wasn't. It was just like, at one point, I go, no, Dad, it's San Diego State versus North Dakota State.
So was he just doing
later, Steve? And they said, well, that's just normal.
Was he just doing the Steve Martin bit?
What?
Was he just doing the Steve Martin bit of get that cat out of here? Is that what it was? No?
No, that's what my first thought was. But no, it wasn't. Was that? Oh, okay. We talked about it before. Anyway,
we're the man with two brains.
Get that cat out of here. Man with two brains, that's what it is, yes. And but no, he was actually suffering from a disease. And, you know, as you went on in life, as a couple of years went by, you start, okay, and learn to accept it. And, okay, this is what's going on and all that different stuff. But anyway, that was that. And that's nice. But be nice to your dad, Nick. Be nice to your dad.
I always am.
He wants ice, he can have ice.
He can have all the ice he wants. Just don't tell me to pull over and get ice when I'm already pulled over at the ice box for him to get ice. I'm like, why else am I here? Yeah.
Oh, it's bad again?
Yeah, it's bad.
Are you at a McDonald's, Jack?
That's basically what it is. Yeah. But
I am not. I'm as frustrated as you guys are because this is a.
I know this is your guy time. We get to hang out and drink, and I get to drink tonight.
I know it's guy time, and I'm just like it's like. Anyway, so you had the Owen Brews barbecue. How'd that go?
It's great. It's almost as if it's the best podcast on the Jay and Jack Network.
No, it was good. We got to talk about the recent trailer, some recent Star Wars news. Missed Chris not having Chris there.
Chris Bale launched again.
Oh wait, is Chris on this podcast too?
Well, I saw that. Yeah. it's funny because I saw Chris was going to bail on you, and I almost said, "Hey, I'll watch the trailer." I said, "Nah, fuck that. I'm not doing it. I don't want to be told no."
You didn't want to watch the trailer,
so I didn't bother for you.
Okay. Probably, actually, yeah. Half the trailer you'd know.
Yes, yeah, true.
Yeah, like the first half of the trailer, you'd be like, "Oh yeah, I saw this one."
It's a lot of the older films.
Which like, episode is it?
Together.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Episode 9. Well, yeah, it's a movie, so it's.
Did you like the trailer? Should we wait for the podcast? Should we wait for the podcast?
I think you should listen to the podcast, Jack. You know.
We promoted the hell out of this.
I can't be on it. I'm not listening to it.
No, I did. I mean, you know, we'll see when the movie comes out if I give it a thumbs up or not. But I did like the trailer because, like with a lot of trailers, it lets my imagination wander and I start thinking, like, ooh, that could be cool. Like, what if this happens? What if that happens? And then I tend to build it up in my head more than what actually comes out on the screen. And then that's when I go, it sucked.
When does the film come out?
December.
December 21st, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, or 20th.
First. It's called. Yeah. What is it called?
It's the rise of Skywalker. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a good year for Star Wars because we got Mandalorian dropping in November.
Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'd like The Mandalorian. It's going to be a Western.
Yeah, I think you're going to like it that too, Jack. Disney Plus.
Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. Well, I am going to sign up for Disney Plus when it comes out because it's $12, right? And you get Hulu, ESPN, and Disney Plus all for $12.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is all of those. They are bundling those together. I forgot.
Yeah. And then we have Obi-Wan series that starts filming this coming spring. Mm-hmm. So we can expect probably a 2021 release.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. By the time they finish up with that. So
he's our only hope.
He's your only hope.
So those are all those are going to be on Disney Plus, what you're saying, the
series, right? Are, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we should have early 2020, the last season of Clone Wars cartoon also be released on Disney Plus. So it is a good series, Jack.
There's all of this Marvel shows that are coming out, and you're going to have access. They said that they're going to open up all of the Disney movies are going to be on there too.
I wonder if they'll have all the cartoons, like the original.
Yeah, the Disney Vault.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's what I do, not that old, but I do miss that, like, you know, the Saturday morning cartoons we had as a kid, because that you'd always have those in between, you know, because, like, you know, Transformers was what, you know, 21 minutes or 19 minutes, and you had a few minutes to kill. They would show you an old Disney cartoon, and I miss those because you don't see them anymore. There's probably references out there that today's generation just goes right over their head. But those were even old for my day. No, they don't. They went away in
because all three networks had cartoons, right?
Yeah, all three networks on Saturday morning from like 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. was like strictly cartoons for kids. And then when Cartoon Network came out and something else, like, it basically got rid of it in around 97, 96, somewhere in there.
It was like cocaine for kids.
You said Bugs Bunny, the Bugs Bunny Hour.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the Bugs Bunny and Tweety show. Yeah. Bugs Bunny and Roadrunner show.
Turn the lights. This is it. The night of nights. Oh, what heights we'll see on with the show. This is it. Something like that. I know I left a lot of it out, but that's all I can remember.
Yeah. Our local theater, actually, here in our small town of Franklin, they do a cartoon, Cans for Cartoons or Cartoons for Cans. I always mess up the name. But anyway, you bring in some type of food item from your pantry that is going to be donated to a shelter. And you get to watch an hour of cartoons. And it is all old school.
Nice.
It's pretty much Warner Brothers. But sometimes they've done like Pink Panther and some of the Hanna-Barbera. But
I love the Pink Panther.
Right?
You know, it's funny though, because people don't know at home, I'm on delay here. It's kind of like I'm hearing bits and pieces of it. When you said it, you said cartoon for cancer. I'm like going, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun. It sounded like when you said it. So anyway.
Okay, well.
But cans for cancer. Cans for cartoon sounds much better than the other.
Yes. And even when they show an old movie there, and this is really cool. So like this weekend, they're playing The Treasure of the Sierra Madre. We also, I took my kids to see Spirited Away, last weekend. They were playing that movie, right before the movie, they do play a cartoon. So,
nice.
For every movie, they play a cartoon.
Nice.
So it is. It's a nice, like, old school kind of feature.
That's how it rolled in my day. You got two movies and a cartoon. Actually, you could stay there all day if you wanted. You could just stay.
Didn't you also get a newsreel of the war going on at the time before the movie started?
Send five war bonds.
Yeah.
The war is. We got to stop the Nazis. Yes, I did get that. So, yeah.
Okay, cool.
That was cool.
Yeah.
That's how you got your news. That's how, you know.
The same, like Friday night, I went to.
And then Roosevelt would
go ahead.
But Roosevelt would be pissed. Fake news, fake news. It was ridiculous. But go ahead.
Yeah, like Friday night, there's a theater in North Fort Collins called The Lyric, which I hadn't been to, and I went to check it out. And it's this great old theater, and they got beer and all kinds of stuff in there. And what's neat about it is that you only have, like, I think three or four standard theaters, but they're like couches. It's very, like, hippie-ish. Like, you go in, it feel like you're sitting in a living room. And on the outside, there's one outdoor theater. There's one outdoor theater that they will show old movies. And I thought that was cool because they just recently did, like, all the Indiana Jones films. And, you know, they're going to do, like – I was like, this is really cool. I was like, I'm going to come here more often. But we went and saw David Crosby's documentary, Remember My Name, which is really good.
Yeah.
If anybody out there is a David Crosby fan or just likes music documentaries, it's very good because it's very David Crosby in that it's not polished. It's not meant to make him out to be a saint. It's basically him saying – I fucked up my life. I did a lot of drugs. I was an asshole to everyone I've ever known. And I'm about to die because I know I'm getting old. And here you go. Yeah. You know, and I was like, this is really, it was really good.
Was he an asshole to you?
Yeah.
No. Basically, he explained at the end how, like, why is it where, you know, why is it he is mean to people? And he goes, it's not me trying to be mean. He goes, he's not an adrenaline junkie, but he goes, but when I get on stage, my adrenaline gets really up, you know, and coming down from that, I get, you know, like any drug addict, he goes, I get really bitchy. And so, like, after a show, I will often be snarky with people, and some people can take it, some people can't. And also, it's the fact that David Crosby, in the two times I've talked to him at length, he's just the way he is. He's very brutally honest. And I like that people though. So I don't like it when you hold back. I want exactly know exactly what you're thinking. And he's that way. And so, yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. no, it's like, you know, the reason why Neil Young's pissed at him is because, you know, he dated Peggy Young for he was married to her for 36 years. And when he left his wife of 36 years to date, Daryl Hannah, David was like, you're a fucking asshole, Neil. He's like, you know, like, how can you just leave your wife for 36 years after, you know, after all this time, like, you know, she's earned, you know, she's put in her dues, you know, and put up with all your shit, you know, and Neil didn't like that. And so they're not friends anymore. You know.
Well, he did say, he goes, it's Daryl Hannah.
It's Daryl Hannah. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's not 1980s Daryl Hannah though. It's
all right. To quote David Crosby, yeah, though.
I know.
You don't know, she might be the law. So, sorry, that's one of my favorite favorite.
So you're saying when the drugs wore off, he got bitchy. Is
that well, not the drugs. It's just that he doesn't explain get into depth of it, but because I, you know, when my adrenaline's up, you know, he just doesn't have a filter anymore. He goes into overdrive and he just lets his opinions fly, and that's. You know,
so that explains like that. Podcasting with Matt.
Yeah.
What?
I'm doing it for 11 years, so I've accepted it.
That's you like Cowboy the movie?
Cowboy movie. Yeah.
Cowboy movie.
I like that song.
Yeah, it's one I wouldn't expected anyone to say. So okay. I had to think about it for a minute. I'm like, what? I know it's the last word he says in that song, but
yeah,
that's actually one of my favorite records of all time. If I could only remember my name.
Yes, mm-hmm. Very, very David Crosby.
I thought you were asking me, do I like cowboy movies?
No.
I go, what the?
You like Gladiator movies too? You like cowboy movies? You like when they take their belt off?
So the second track off of David's first solo record is called Cowboy Movie, and it's about the first time Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young broke up. And he uses Western characters to, you know, because Stephen Stills is Billy the Kid, you know, and like he just talks about how, because like Stephen was always like never satisfied. He always had to be the boss. He had to go out and just conquest everything, and it's just interesting.
And then there's Duke and Eli.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but Jack completely fr- oh no.
No, he's still there. He's just giving
breathing. He's weird breathing. Look. Good. Okay.
I'm doing something. Just talk.
Okay. Okay. we'll pay no attention to you. So
yeah. Don't pay attention to my man behind the curtain.
No, that's interesting though, because I mean I didn't know that backstory about that song, but I know that Crosby's a very hit or miss kind of musician. You know, it's like, and yeah, I mean, there is some fucked up things about you know, Neil Young, and you know, I love some of Neil's music, but probably would not like him as a person if I knew him. Like,
yeah, like, and
yeah, I've chosen not to hang out with him.
Yeah, from what I've understood about Neil is that he's kind of. He's very, even to this day, in his older age, he's just fly by the seat of his pants. Like, whatever his muse or whatever hits him, he just does it. And then he's just as quickly to say yes to something as he is to say no. Because he doesn't want to go into the same rut twice or same groove twice. Like, that's why most of his music is very spontaneous, because he doesn't believe in multi-tracking. He just goes in, records it two or three times, and that's it. Like, you know, it's either a good take or it's not.
Yeah, I mean, but I also like the fact that Neil, you know, like, he would go off and do stuff with Crazy Horse, but then he'd also do his solo stuff. There's kind of like these two sides to his kind of music.
Yeah, I think that's
Crazy Horse.
Yeah.
I think that's been more, you know,
that's a strip club in Vegas.
It's also a historical figure,
I've heard.
But because I, you know, he found the band, and you know, when Danny Whitten got into heroin, basically he lost his guitarist, which is, you know, the main reason why he got with Crazy Horse. And because he says that, you know, I hit this in Needle and the Damage Done, you know, I hit the city and I lost my band, I watched them take another man. That's what it's about. And then when Danny died, he basically wrote off Crazy Horse, like that's it, you know. And and then the other one died, Bruce Berry, which is that was Stephen Stills' roadie, and that threw him back into depression again. And then they made Tonight's Tonight,
with
the remnants of Crazy Horse.
I mean, it's sad. It's sad. I mean, when you know all of the things about that, but man, that album's so good though.
It is.
I mean, it's an ultimate tragedy. Like, some of the best albums are birthed out of like these musicians' pain and like their anguish. I mean, like, Blood on the Tracks is like so good, and yet like even Dylan's like, I don't know why you want to listen to somebody's misery. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's just like the most painful things that come out of like musicians.
Well, I think it's because it's human. You know, and people resonate with those songs because they can imagine themselves in them, you know, or like, you know, at some point, because like you look at, that's why Rumors is such a popular record.
Right.
It's three songwriters, all three going through breakups, writing songs about the other person in the band who they're breaking up with. And so like, people can put those images together and put a story together. That's what makes it interesting. It's the same as with concept albums, you know, like that's why Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust is good, is because you can imagine, you know, an alien coming to Earth and all that. And it's like, oh, this is interesting. And the same as like Dylan's a natural storyteller, and that's what he did. And Blood on the Track, I tend to like A Desire more than Blood on the Tracks, but that's just me. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, they're both great. I like them both, but I don't know. It's hard for me to choose, because Isis is probably one of my all-time favorite Dylan songs. That is why my Twitter handle is Fifth Day of May. Right. So, but
well, I think it's just because Dylan took a random risk by inviting Scarlett Rivera into the studio, and her fiddle playing or violin playing, everyone will call it, just takes it up a notch, you know, of just like, I can really feel this song because of just the way she's playing certain things along with it, you know.
Well, doesn't Emmylou Harris, isn't she on that too? Like, somewhere?
I think she's probably singing some background.
I think she is singing some background, but then he also had Jacques, no, who was it?
Cousteau?
Jacques Cousteau. No, he had a songwriter on that album too.
He had some help with some lyrics, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember. I keep wanting to say Jacques, but it's probably not.
Well, I mean, like, to me, like, what's interesting about to me about songs, and since we're on Dylan, it made me think of it. Just random things that make a song special, because, like, you even take like a Rolling Stone, which is probably Bob's one of his top three best known songs.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it? Is it Mike Bloomfield or is it Al Kooper? I think it's Al Kooper. Is the organ player on that track who did not know how to play organ. He heard Dylan practicing the song and went, I need to be on this track. You know, I just need to be on this track. Sat in there and played, you know, the organ, just watching them hit the chords, and he would play it like half a second behind, half a bar behind. And the engineer actually had turned down the volume the entire time, every time he played organ. And then Bob, when they were listening to it back, goes, wasn't someone playing organ on this? And they said, and so they turned it up. And so you hear that, you know, dun, dun, you know, like you have that half a second delay of that organ mm-hmm. hitting after the main chords. And it's one of the things that makes the song. And it's just because he didn't know how to play the organ. And so that's why he's just trying to figure it out. But
some people would say that that's how Jack recorded the first half of this podcast.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Is that he was a half second behind.
I'm always a half second behind.
But now blood, you're not. Sweat
and tears goes into every podcast. So yeah, it does sound better right now.
Yeah. And you're live with us now, which is awesome. Cause
I'm live with you. I was clicking some buttons and something worked. But you know what else I need to click? I need to click. I'm trying to stall here because I'm trying to get it right on the nose here. But I'm trying to click for a commercial break right now. All right, that's it. I'm done.
Well, I hope you like toenail clippers, because that is what you're going to get for Christmas. I assume that's what the commercial was about.
You can always use toenail clippers.
Pretty much.
It's like my wife. I
it's true.
I take my fingernail clippers and put them back in the same spot every time.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, I had like three pairs there at one point. Now I got one.
Everyone
would borrow. When everyone was looking.
Now, when you get those kits, you know, you get the fingernail clippers, which is a small one. You get the toenail clippers, which is the big one. And I use those fingernail clippers for the toes as well. Do you guys do that too, or do you actually get the separate?
I like the toes on the fingers.
The big ones for the
now, Jack. I have somehow I also have a wife. I don't know how that happened, but I've found out though that having other females in the household, and it doesn't have to be females, you know, because men can paint their nails too. However, I have noticed that the fingernail clippers always end up migrating, and toenail clippers always, to mm-hmm. where the nail polish is. So there's a nail polish basket in her house, and then boom, lo and behold, that is where I'm going to find them when they're missing.
But she does her nails like now she does it like in the same location, but it's like the same. But when the kids were living here, I go, look, just put up, you can use them, just put them back, because I don't have to go looking for them. I don't think that was too much to ask. But when Dad would get mad because he couldn't find his clippers, there goes Dad again, just losing it. Well, just put them back. Exactly. Just put them back. But I'm the asshole. I'm the asshole because I just wanted them put back where they belong. But you know, that's just me. I don't like to complain. You know me.
Yeah, I know.
Never.
You've actually not complained too much on this podcast because you've been a half second behind.
I don't. Yeah. Frustrating. It's my computer still says searching for network.
But you're with us.
Well, like you said, I couldn't be here if it wasn't for. And I got AirBuds on today, so I'm using my wife's AirBuds.
You're like Chris in Boston over there.
Yeah. Huh?
Oh, now Siri's asking me something. No, Siri, go away.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you were like Chris in Boston, we could only assume that you were looking up.
No, I lost you guys.
What?
Oh.
I could only assume that you were looking up all of these different songs that Nick and I were talking about.
Yeah. He would. I don't listen to Dylan, so I'll just look up some random shit about Dylan real quick.
Did you guys know that
I don't listen to Dylan?
Did you guys know that, I don't know, he just come up with some random fact like 5 minutes later?
Yeah.
We love you, Chris, but you're not going to listen to this.
He'll never listen to it. So yeah. We could say anything right about him right now.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I just never was a big Dylan fan. I don't know.
Yeah, I tend to find that about people is like you either love Dylan or you hate him. There's not really any in between.
No, I don't hate him.
Well, I'm saying, but it's people who I just never
take his. You know.
I think what okay. So for me, as someone who spends time in the studio, painting, and you know, you can't always watch TV. Because it's very distracting, you know, to like, you just have to be in the moment. Well, you either A, listen to music, which kind of like puts you in the zone, or you listen to a podcast, which is also how I came to be a Jay and Jack listener.
Right.
You know, I was just painting in my studio. Liked to watch Lost. I wanted to know more. I was like, oh, I'll listen to these guys. It's like, what are these bozos?
So why did you listen to us?
I don't know why.
You said you wanted to learn more.
I wanted to learn more. I stumbled across you guys, and I think it was like a Christmas episode that like you guys were singing songs and doing all that stuff, and I was like, I'm gonna give these guys another chance.
That was my. Is that when we had different guests on? Like
no. Like I think it was Scott early on. Maybe. I think it was very early on in the whole.
The first season we had a Christmas episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was
different because, you know, I'm doing the Lost rewatch on Crazy Hank TV. You can subscribe today. But last week, Ralph was saying how when he first started, how he got into Lost and stuff like that. And he said he goes, the first one he listened to was The Transmission. And he goes, you know, I didn't know. He goes, I thought they worked for ABC. And he goes, then I listened to you guys. He goes, then I realized it was just regular people. I go, so was that a compliment? And he goes, yeah. So you had The Transmission, who is very professional.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had us.
I think that Jay and Jack was the first Lost podcast that I listened to. I didn't listen to, I mean, eventually I was like, oh, there's an official Lost podcast. Wow. But initially though, it was Jay and Jack that I stumbled across.
I'm one of the rare people that actually discovered Jay and Jack through the Metro Buzz. So same thing, Matt, that I was in the archaeological lab and had gotten an iPod and was needed something to listen to while I'm sorting through artifacts because you're just there, just mundane.
Yeah, it's quiet time. You got to do something.
Right? Yeah, something. And so I was like, oh, I should listen to a podcast, you know, and I just typed in probably something general, like, oh, a generals, whatever. And I liked Colleen's original podcast. And this is fall 2006, a long time ago. And then I was into Lost at the time. And I went, oh, I wonder if there's one about Lost. And I think I'm exactly what Jack said. Like, I think Transmission was probably the number one podcast at the time, but they didn't put out as much. It was right when they were starting to quit. And I want to say Jay and Jack was like number three. And so I just subscribed to the top three, and Jay and Jack were the ones that I liked the most after I listened to them. I went, stick with these guys.
Wait, who was number two?
I don't know. This is 13 years ago.
You're worried about that?
Yeah.
Jeez. I am worried about that. Who was number two? I'll give you The Transmission, but who was number two?
I have no idea. It wasn't the Darmalars.
You had Lost Cast. You had Delta Gets Lost.
You guys could have been number two.
No. You don't backtrack. Don't backtrack. But no, I it's the first because it's funny because the first podcast I listened to was The Transmission. Because Jay goes, well, you got to listen to this podcast. I go, yeah, fine. He goes, this is what we should be striving to be. I go, I can't do that. I'm not doing that. I go, I can't be professional. I can't do it. Because they're very organized. I go, something comes to my head, I'm going to say it, and that's how it's going to be.
But I think that was the endearing thing that brought me back to Jay and Jack. Because initially, I probably listened, and I was like, these guys, I don't know.
And then, Jay guy's an idiot.
Yeah, and then, you know, I don't know about these guys. And then, like, I was listening to a lot of podcasts at that time because it was new and, you know, there's a lot of shows out there that you're just like, oh, I can listen to this about this. And eventually I was just like, yeah, I'm going to give those guys another chance. And I came back to Jay and Jack and I was like, I really like these guys. So, and it really grew on me, but it was the fact that you guys were informal and you guys were
I liked that they did two episodes per week. You know?
Yes, and there was that. I do think that the two episodes a week, there was the
initial reaction. And then
Yeah. And even when you had the listener feedback, like, mm-hmm. I liked hearing what other people had to say. You know, like, I think that was, like, such a great component, was hearing everybody's weird, even if I didn't contribute to the listener feedback.
Yeah. I know I used to write in every now and then, and not one of my theories ever got read on the podcast. I was a little bitter about it. You know, I would just get a reply from Jack all the time saying, yeah, that's interesting. Thanks for writing in.
Well, now I'm going to take this time.
And that would be Jay.
Oh, okay.
I tried to at least give it a little half-assed, you know, hey, that's a great theory.
Yeah, you were always really, you know, the weird thing too is that because my age is right between both of you guys, like there was always times in which I would side with Jack and I'd be like, yeah, Jack's right about this. And then there'd be other times I was like, Jack's just an old fuddy-duddy. Like, Jay's onto something here. Like, Jack doesn't know what he's talking about. And then other times I'd come back to Jack and be like, what the hell does Jay know? Like, Jack's on, like, go back and forth.
Because I've never listened to him again after, you know, the original airing. But I think Jack was the only one who ever had a correct theory. I think the rest of them were all wrong. but you're just kind of like, oh, that's interesting.
More than one.
Oh, okay.
I had more than one.
Hey, broken clock, man.
Yeah.
But, it's right twice a day, but anyway.
Sure, I had the underwater hatch, which was my claim to fame, and I'll never, you know, have anything better than that.
And Rose works for Dharma, which is the...
That one she... I did have a theory that Christian Shepherd had an affair, and that's why he was in Australia. And I didn't say it was Claire. I said it was, I thought it was Penny. Because there's a scene in when Jack goes in the hatch, he sees a picture of Penny and he stops and stares at it and just gawks at it. So my theory is now that they heard it and say, hey, that would be a good thing, but we can't make it Penny. Well, let's make it Claire. I'm just throwing it out.
It is funny.
I like how you have a theory within a theory. Go ahead.
But it's funny how people read in, like I was saying earlier about Star Wars, you read into things because you want to read into things. Mm-hmm. And the theory ends up being better than what is reality, because it's like in Empire Strikes Back, there's a scene when Han's getting tortured by Vader, and just outside of it, you see Billy Dee Williams, Lando, staring at Boba Fett. And they asked Jeremy Bullock about that scene, like, you know, like, I love that scene where, like, he's looking at you and you just kind of give him this really creepy kind of like side look, and then you just look back and he's like, can you explain that? And he goes, yeah, I just saw him looking at me, and I went, what the hell are you looking at? So I just kind of looked around and can't look back. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like, how can you emote that much through a mask? Any crazy lost theories since we were talking about that, Nick, that you had that didn't come true?
I don't remember.
Oh,
I'd have to look at the old emails.
Must not have been very good.
So here's my one, the one that I can think of at least, because I mean, we've all had like several, you know, like whatever season you were on, you were always kind of like, oh, I wonder if this is going to happen. Well, somewhere between season one and two, I had came up with this whole theory that Alvar Hanzo was like in the center of the volcano absorbing the energy of the island. And he was like some Machiavellian player in the whole thing. So, but we never saw him. It was just a kind of a blowaway character. So,
but I remember that email. Did you send that in?
Maybe, I don't know. I mean,
I remember that theory.
My handle was Alvar Hanzo. When we first started Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys, my handle as I logged in was Alvar Hanzo.
Or maybe you've told me this before, because I remember that theory.
Yeah, I probably did. I mean, we've done enough podcasting over the years. Like, that is true. We've hit our decade. So,
yeah, it's funny when the transmission folded, they were kind enough to say, "Hey, listen to certain podcasts." So they recommended us and a couple others. I told Ryan and Jen this a few years ago. I said it was great that you guys did that, but it was also terrible because we got so much hate mail. It's, you guys are nothing like them. You suck. I wish they'd come back. It's like, oh my God. I go, yeah, I love listening to them too. And you know, it's great. And then when Darvalars quit, some guy sent me a nasty note saying, he goes, the only fucking reason I listen to you guys is because of Darvalars. You better do as good as they did. And then I'm like going, okay.
I was grateful that we never got any hate mail, at least that I knew of, for Game of Thrones, because we always get good stuff, which was nice. Because I expected with Game of Thrones fans, I expected it, like, for someone to go like, Nick, you're so full of shit, you get all this stuff wrong, and I'm like, we never got that, so.
No, we never got it when you joined it, but before you joined it, the first year we did it, I finally told Jay, I go, I can't deal with this. I go, because we're doing five podcasts at a
time. You were doing a lot. We're
doing five podcasts. And that was the last one. And it's just like, and plus you try to do a theory, and people have read the books, and you're like, they're like, going, fucking idiot. Do you even watch the show? I'm like, going, well, it's a crackpot theory. It's a theory that I haven't read.
I smoked crack and I smoked pot, and I came up with this idea.
Yeah. You're a fucking moron. It was like, okay, thank you. That's why I said, you know, you said last week's email from Anonymous. I go, I've gotten worse. So it's like, you know, it's like you just take it with a, you just roll with the punches. You just kind of go, you know, I'm here. But Lost, it was like, I had some because a lot of people were John Locke fans.
Oh,
and I was, sure. And I'll say it, I was spot on with John Locke. I was spot on. I argue with Jay all the time, but you know, eventually he admitted that I was right. I go, I was spot on with my analysis of John Locke, and people that were John Locke fans were pissed at me. And they would just send me nasty note after nasty note. And then the whole thing, why do you hate Terry O'Quinn? I go, I don't hate Terry O'Quinn. I love Terry O'Quinn. He's a great actor. And people would get mad at me. I'm like going, where did I ever say I hate Terry O'Quinn? But that me complaining about John Locke as a flawed person somehow meant I hated Terry O'Quinn. But, you know, you just deal with it.
Well, they were all flawed. I mean, that's you know, the...
Yeah, well, that's why they were there, but...
Yeah.
But see, people thought that John Locke was a great leader and John Locke was the savior. I go, no, he was a bonehead. He was not. He was not. In fact, I just watched Tabula Rosa, Kate's episode, and at the end, he saves Walt's, you know, he finds Walt's dog for, you know, he tells Michael and stuff like that, but you have that angry look at his face at the end. And people think that's when he was taken over by a smoke monster. And I go, well, no, I think it is just because he was upset, you know, because we see his flashbacks that he has a bad relationship with his dad and all his parents, actually, both his mom and dad. So I think that was his issue that he was, you know, he probably, you know, anyway, I'll talk about more on the Crazy Inc.'s review of that and Walkabout on Thursday.
Okay. Well,
excited to watch Walkabout. I haven't seen Walkabout in probably 4 years. I'm excited to watch it.
It's a good episode. Solid.
Yeah.
Why does he need so many knives, Jack?
Because he's John Locke.
If you throw one at a board
and it runs away, you got to have another knife, right?
You do wonder, though, like, there's, like, even though there's small holes in that, and it was like, exactly, you know, he only kills, like, one, two boars, you know, early in season one. And then he's like, you know, there's only so many. I can't feed these people forever. Like, you wonder what they ate or, like, what did they do? Because it's never really explained, you know.
Other people.
Well, no. Well,
yeah.
Well, that's why I think he took Boone on the trip. If I get rid of Boone, that's one less person to feed.
True.
Well, you know what Bob Dylan always said? You don't need John Locke to tell you which way the wind blows. So. But he can make it rain. So,
anyway. Yes, John Locke can make it rain.
And here to the island. Yeah, we're not after the idiot wind.
Idiot!
Who's got the train?
It's me. You heard it.
That you? Oh, that's right. That's right.
I traded in the cops for a train. Yeah.
I think the train is better. I like the train better than the cops.
Yeah, there's a railroad that runs right through the center of Fort Collins, and even though I'm in Timnath, Anyway, a lot of trains, a lot of open spaces out here.
Any bears? Any?
Not here. No. I did see. I saw two black bears in the canyon on the way into Rocky Mountain National Park 2 weeks ago. Actually, it was a mama bear and her two cubs. But yeah, you couldn't get any good photos because they were in like a tree, but just kind of playing around. But you could see them. Like, oh, that's cool.
Probably best not to get when it's a mama bear getting close to the cubs.
Well, yeah, there was a creek in between us, so.
Oh, that's even better.
There was no immediate danger.
Okay.
But, you know, well, the thing is, like, out here, you do have people that, for the most part, have their wits about them. They know not to approach a freaking bear. But you get to the Smoky Mountains, you know, which is one of the two national parks east of the Mississippi, and you will get people that will jump out of their cars and walk right up to a freaking black bear, like, oh, hey, it's just a big dog, you know, and you're like, I hope you die.
It's the same way with the bison in Yellowstone.
Right.
You know, so it's like people are surrounding this creature that can push over a car.
Yeah.
With no.
Well, you had that one where the parents left that girl, 9 year old, they ran and she got flipped up in the air.
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. I've witnessed people just surrounding them and approaching them. And it's just like, yeah, they're silent. But that doesn't mean they're gentle.
Yeah, they're not cows. You know, yeah. That's what the people think that buffalo are cows, and they're not. They're completely different. You know, and that's what's really surprised me about Yellowstone is like if anyone's ever been to Yellowstone, when you go through the station to get into the park and you pay your fee or whatever, and they give you your map, on top of the map,
yes,
is this big yellow thing that says "Do not approach the buffalo."
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you not read?
I think Yellowstone, you know, like should have the subtitle, you know, it's like Yellowstone : beautiful but deadly.
Yeah.
Because everything about
it. I've never been to Yellowstone.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's great. But it's deadly. Yeah.
But I hear it's deadly.
Everything. Well, I mean, the hot springs, you know, it's like you're looking at these hot springs. They're awesome. You're
literally standing on a volcano.
Yeah.
Very large volcano.
So they're hot.
Yeah.
You don't jump in them.
Nope.
People have lost
dogs to them. People have lost their limbs in them. So it's not good.
Really?
Yeah.
People are that stupid.
Well, I mean, I've heard of such things.
It's America. Yeah.
Yeah. Like people trying to grab someone that's fallen in one. And then it's just like
boiling
water. Yeah. Just like it's awful. So. But anyway, I don't want to. Travel down that mental path because I can paint a good picture in my mind of what can happen to people. But
I mean it depends. Like I think Yosemite is better, and Jackson Hole, which is just south of Yellowstone, I tend to like the landscapes more than Yellowstone. Is cool and it's definitely worth doing because you have a big Yellowstone lake and you have Old Faithful and you have the hot pots and all the paint pots and all that. But like to me, it smells like sulfur because it is a volcano. but I like it. It's definitely worth a visit. But I would choose the Tetons and Yosemite.
So you're prejudiced against like Satan and demon smells?
I didn't say that. Okay. I assumed that you know everyone.
That's the impression I got.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah.
Don't like sulfur.
Isn't Yellowstone the one where the volcano is going to erupt and we're all going to die?
Yeah.
At least the East Coast will. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like, I think, I don't know how many, like three or four super volcanoes throughout the world. And yeah, if one goes off, it's basically an extinction level event, you know, because they're so big.
Okay. So the East Coast would be screwed, is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, the West Coast would be too, but like, but because of just the natural wind current and everything, yeah, like basically, I think if Yellowstone erupted, you know, all of Wyoming, Montana, Colorado, Nebraska. Basically everything Michigan. All the way to probably New York would even like Matt would probably be gone within a month or so. And because it would basically be like a crap ton of nuclear bombs going off. You'd have so much ash in the air. It would kill off all vegetation.
All of the Great Lakes would be just destroyed. So with ash.
Couldn't we drop a nuclear bomb into it? first?
That would erupt. I hear that works. Yeah, that would erupt it. There's actually a bubble at the bottom of Yellowstone Lake. There's kind of like a little dome at the very bottom of that lake. So they believe that that's where the volcano.
Well, I need to get there before it erupts because I've seen none of these places.
Sure. Choose your poison. Like, you want to go there? You want to go to Venice before it's underwater? Do you want to go to Amazon rainforest before it's burned down? Like, you know,
no.
My parents went to Devil's Tower on Monday. They were so disappointed that there were no aliens there.
No, were they?
Yeah, they went up there with the lights and everything. You know, they're like, woo, 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 woo. You know, like, it's just nothing. They were like, what the hell?
The Devil's Tower, cool. Wasn't there either. I liked it. My wife and I camped there, and she knew nothing of Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And the entire time, I'm like, you know, this is the backdrop of this really famous movie where
aliens arrive. I would immediately, as soon as I pulled up with her, if she had not seen it, be like, this means something. How do you not know this? This means something. Like,
Were you already married, Matt?
No.
We were dating
at the time. Yeah, just dating.
And that wasn't a deal breaker?
No. Actually, we met, our first date was in December. And then by summer of that following, so we had only dated for about 6 months. And somewhere in that mix, Denise had said, oh, well, I'm planning on going on a road trip out west, you know. And I think she even offered, like, do you want to go with me? And I was like, sure, yeah, I'll go. You know, and it's just in that part of dating where you're just like, yeah, whatever. And then I think it was probably like a week before we were set to leave that I think we both came to this realization, like, oh shit, if this goes bad, like, we're gonna be like trapped with each other in a car, like thousands of miles from home. So yeah, we went on the road trip, and it was kind of like a galvanizing force. It kind of showed us both, like, hey, we can get along with each other on a road trip.
Yeah.
Like, for 2 weeks together.
It's like a major hurdle.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of like we could get along together for life. And so it was definitely like, you know, and you get short tempered with each other. You see all of the goods and bads, you know, and
and it's like musical tastes. It's like, mm-hmm. You know, she's a punk rocker, you're a folky, and you're like, this is not gonna work, you know, like I can't listen to the Ramones on a loop, you know, just can't do it.
that's actually we listened to Bob Dylan's Time Out of Mind and on that road trip, and that kind of solidified one of our songs because it was such an important song on that trip. So, but yeah, it was definitely one of the moments that kind of made our relationship where we said, maybe, you know, like, this is maybe
this worked out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The opposite would be we would have fought and then decided, nope.
Well, you call Dan and, you know, he's a cleaner.
No, you just go to the hot. You just go to the hot springs.
The hot spring. Well, I think that happened like 2 years ago. I think where as a couple went to one of them, the hot springs or the pools in Yellowstone, the one that's not like on the main path, and they got too close and the crust broke and they both fell into it and died.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. So that's why you always stay on the wooden bridges.
You know? Yes, you do.
Don't ever get off.
You gotta get that. You gotta get that selfie.
Yeah, that's probably what they were doing. If I had to, you know, it's tragic because I can't imagine dying that way. It would be miserable.
Oh my gosh, I don't think we did
all the likes we get.
I don't think we did Yellowstone that year. I don't think we went to Yellowstone on our first trip out. So
it's neat. I mean, it's huge. It's bigger than the state of Rhode Island. I mean, it's a huge park.
Yeah. So Chris could live there and call it Massachusetts.
Yeah. Chris from Yellowstone.
Yeah, just outside of Boston.
Yeah, just outside.
But before we end this podcast, I did have a question I wanted to talk to Matt about.
Wait! You're going to end this podcast
so quickly? Yeah,
you're going to shit.
No, I just said before we ended, I just wanted to make sure I had this written down. I just want to make sure.
Oh, wait. Before you ask me this, I wanted to tell you something, and that is that sadly, I'm going to have to retire from this podcast.
Yeah.
I
can't take the punishment anymore.
It's a lot of emotional stress for me.
I think if you left, I think it would just go descend to shit though. Because I mean, no one's going to listen to the Ramble cast with Jack and the other guy, because it's just going to be a lot of dad jokes. No.
Sorry, but I still have to
dad
retire.
Jokes and facts. That's...
I know my contract is for a lot longer. Oh, sure, boo me, but the emotional state that I'm experiencing right now is pretty intense. Okay, go ahead and ask me what are you going to ask me, and then I'll leave.
I have to say, what was your reaction? Because I'll be honest with you, I was playing poker with Jay and some other people, and someone said, "Hey, Andrew Luck retired." I go, "Andrew Luck retired?" I go, "He's only in his 20s. I go, "Andrew Luck retired?" I go, "They said, yeah, he's retired." I go, "All right, what's the joke?" And so we kept wait. But then, later on you hear it. I go, "All right." But then you see that the Colts fans booed him. And then, of course, people on Twitter were going after him. And it's like, all right, the guy wants to retire. He's done. I mean, if you've ever – I had no problem with it, to be honest.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, well, I can't speak for the Colts fans that booed him. And I think that as a city – there's pretty much two reactions that you can have. And one is like, you respect him, you respect who he is, you like who he is, and you're like, okay, it's your body, your choice. Like, you gotta be you, and you're okay with it because you respect him as a person. Or there's the complete opposite, like, fuck that guy. He deserves to be, like, we paid him money and he should be there. And, there's this whole other mentality, this knee-jerk mentality of like being upset with
him. Didn't someone slash his tires?
I have no idea because I
heard that.
Yeah. I have no idea if all of the other aspects that came along with it. But I will say that, my reaction was just like, oh, well, that sucks. There goes our season. Well, I guess I'll be a little bit more productive.
Well, apparently OJ Simpson picked him in his fantasy football league. So I think we know who slashed the tires.
Silver linings. Yeah. Silver linings. Although he is still in jail.
That's why you need more than one knife. OJ's out.
OJ's out.
I will say, he is. The juice is loose. I will say though that
the juice is going to get you.
The reactions though that I have seen firsthand from just people around Indiana and Indianapolis, the days after, are seeing people out wearing Luck jerseys, people out there wearing, like, showing their support of Luck. So
yeah,
there's always going to be those people that are going to be like, fuck you, I own you, you took my team and my fantasy league, and there's always going to be that. But to me,
I know there's been a lot of people that want their money back for season tickets because he retired. And
sure, well, I mean, season ticket holders, I totally sympathize with that. I mean, you put it into perspective. You signed up for Netflix because there's a show that's coming out, right? And you're so excited about this show that's going to be released, right? And all of a sudden, the star actor of that show decides to quit. For whatever reason, they decide to quit. And that show still goes on without him. And you are still locked in to that Netflix account. Except that Netflix account isn't just $12.99 a month.
Right.
I mean, it is an entertainer. It is entertainment.
But as a season ticket holder, especially a game like football,
yeah,
you realize that any player can be hurt at any time. There's a risk, and he was hurt. He hadn't practiced. There was something wrong with him, with his leg or his ankle or something like that. So he hadn't practiced. I get where people are upset, And like I said, I was asking myself, okay, you're 29, your team has a pretty good chance of going to the Super Bowl. Would I have sucked it up and said, okay, would I think myself, I would have done it. I would have said, okay, I got a chance to go to the Super Bowl. I'm going to do it. But I, you know, again, anyone that's done rehab and anyone who's in pain, I mean, like I said, I played sports pretty hard, and 3 years ago I was reffing college games. Now I can't even go on the ice. I mean, I'm in constant pain.
Yeah.
So I get it from that standpoint. You get, it's like, it's no fun being in pain. And it is like Gronkowski came out and said, he goes, I just was checking out. Because the pain was getting so bad, I just couldn't take it anymore. So I have no problem with these players going, fuck it, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Right.
Again, I get the ones that want to, it's, you know, it's your choice now. You know that there, you could have, get brain damage. There's all kinds of, there's no secret anymore. It's like smoking cigarettes. There's right. no secret. If you smoke cigarettes, you're putting yourself at risk.
Well, right? And I mean, he specifically cited emotional fatigue as well. The fact that concussions can lead to psychological depression,
mm-hmm.
lifelong depression. I mean, there's a lot of players out there that have committed suicide.
Yeah.
You know, from, yeah, exactly. So, you know, we're not talking about like just, and he has a name attached to him. There's a lot of players that don't have names attached to them that have had to deal with these things. So, you know, I'm not mad at Luck. I'm not a season ticket holder. Brissett, I'm interested to see what happens with him. So I thought the games that I'd seen him in last season, he showed better life than Sorgi or Painter. And God forbid we ever go back to those days. But, you know, I wish the Luck the best. I'm not really that upset. Like I said, I thought it was really neat to see how many people actually still supported him after that decision. There's always going to be those people that are going to be pissed. And yeah, as you know, if you're a season ticket holder, I don't know. I know one of our listeners who lives in Indiana had tickets to the preseason. So I don't know if he's a season ticket holder himself, how he feels.
I've seen him at some games.
Yeah. So I'd be interested, you know, send us an email. I'd really like to know, Eric, you know, what your takes are on that. You can always send that to
rcadcast@gmail.com.
It's not the word.
What I because I started when I
Nick, you don't have a room
12 years ago.
Huh?
You weren't on Sports Talk. What happened, Nick? So
I just shut up some more.
Yeah. Oh, Nick's just trying to get his word in.
No. Oh, go ahead, Nick. Go ahead. I'm sorry, you interrupted me.
I was just going to say, you know, like, Indiana fans really shouldn't be mad. It's not like, you know, the team is going to get moved to like Dayton or something, you know, by Spanos.
Spanos. But, you know, I know I started saying, in hockey, I used to say, I go, they should eliminate checking through all youth leagues. They should just, no, there should be no checking. Now, you're always going to have contact because it's a contact sport.
Yeah.
I go, but no, like when I was doing those college games, those guys were literally beating the shit out of each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were legal hits. But I can tell you, as I was on the ice reffing and lining, there were times I got hit and my head snapped. There was times I was dizzy. And so it's you sit there and see these guys. I think when you start them at a young age, and like, you know, I don't like Pop Warner football, I think it should just be flag football up until a certain age in high school.
I'd agree.
I think a lot of these injuries happen when you're younger. And like I said, when I actually reffing, I learned that, you know, a concussion can happen not for a young kid not hitting your head, but if you hit the boards or you fall on the ice and your feet hit, it rattles your brain around because you got the helmet, but it can't protect your head, the brain inside your head. It can't. So I think that they should do everything they can to eliminate contact and all the football. I know people go, "Oh, that's fucking pussy shit." They used to get pissed at me. I go, look at how this was like 5 years ago. Look at how the NFL is trying to make the sport as safe as they can.
Yeah.
I go, you fine players for doing things. And I go, they're going to eliminate checking in the NHL. They'll never do it. I go, they will, because the NHL doesn't have the power the NFL has. Mm-hmm. NFL has, and the NFL is doing it. I go, eventually they will eliminate checking, in the NHL. And I really have no problem with it. Yeah. I really have no, because you see these guys, like you said, like I said, Junior Seau. I love Junior Seau. He was a great mm-hmm. San Diego Charger, and he killed himself.
Yeah,
because he had issues with his head. I mean, he played way too long. He wouldn't retire because he loved the game, but he'd been playing football since he was like 5 years old. Well, mm-hmm. you know, boom, 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 boom. So I think, you know, these guys, and I also, they should allow marijuana should be legal. And I know people, we joke about Mentos and stuff like that. And the only reason I do it is because of the pain. I don't do it for recreational purpose. Not that I don't frown on it. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I wouldn't do it just for the recreational purpose, but it's no different than having a drink, right. in my opinion. But these players are giving, they're getting heroin basically to stay on the field. But if you smoke a joint, oh my God, no, you got it. You're like, what's it? Gordon for New England now, who can't, you know, all the time he smokes, he can't stop smoking pot and he gets suspended. Well, but I'd rather people be smoking pot or taking the chewies than taking the opium or whatever they're
right.
being given to. And I think that also, affects them too down the line. So well, anyway, that's just
way
my
more, way more addictive too. When you start to get into opiates and, yes. and you know, way more addictive.
You can't stop it. You yeah. can't.
I mean, and for anyone who has never, never smoked pot and doesn't know anything about that, I will just say that way much easier to quit pot. I've quit smoking tobacco. That was hard. That was intense. That was really, really, I never want to go through that again. Nicotine is awful. I mean, just the willpower alone and trying to get through that period of time in my life. And so way more addictive. The little voice inside your head that's like constant, is like, it's okay. It's all right. Yeah. You know what? You deserve this. You're okay. You should have. I mean, constantly there every single minute. You know, that's not there with pot. It's not at all.
No.
So, you know. No,
that's why it should be legal nationwide. You know, and obviously if you're under the influence, and it's same thing with alcohol. If you're driving and you know right. you're under the influence, same laws, and you can make them stricter. I don't care, but it should, like I said, but these players, like starting at the young age, should not. I mean, look at baseball. Baseball, they have things across. I mean, when I first started playing baseball, I was catching. All I had was I had the mask, and you turned your hat backwards. That's how old I am. And you just had the mask.
Yeah.
You didn't have the helmet protector, and I got hit in the head with the bat. And I also got hit in the nose and the face. I said, I don't want to do this anymore. So later, a couple years later, they had the I got the whole shield around. Okay, I don't mind doing it. So I'd be like mm-hmm. the backup catcher. But you know, look at baseball. They have things across. Like I watched my niece play softball when I'd go out to San Diego. All the infielders had helmets, and they had like a face mask, so the ball wouldn't bounce up and hit them in the face.
Yeah.
So we're making that. You know, if you're making that, like you think softball, who could get hurt playing softball? But you know, getting hit in the head with that ball,
yeah,
wouldn't feel good. So every sport they're making safer. But I still think that, and I know people are out there going, oh, that's fucking bullshit. My kid's going to play tackle football. He can learn everything he can playing flag football, and then eventually get into the, when you're a little older.
Yeah.
You know, and learn how to play it.
I mean, I agree 100% with you, Jack. You know, because your brain is developing all the way to basically 24 years old. Yeah. And yeah. It doesn't matter if you're getting hit in the head or if you're smoking pot or drinking alcohol or whatever, like anything you do to your body is going to have an effect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the things I do like about, you know, because Colorado, it's legal. I've been into a dispensary one time just because a friend of mine was going in. I was like, I'll see what it's like. You know, and so I told you all this a little bit. But I liked the checks that you had when you walked in there. Like you walked in, you had to immediately surrender your license to make sure that they knew it was a real one, you know, mm-hmm. and that you were of age. And then you waited like you would at a doctor's office. And then they would bring you in. They would ask you very thoroughly, like, what are you looking for? Like, what are you wanting to do? You know, and then they explain, like, okay, this is going to do this to you. This is going to do this to you. This is, you know, and then so you knew what you were getting into. They treated you like an adult, you know, like a responsible. I mean, it wasn't just like, you know, going into a gas station and getting a 12 pack, you know, it's like, hey, like,
or a bag of ice.
Yeah. Or a bag of ice. Yeah. But I like that because it's like, you know, hey, like, this is, you know, it is a drug and we're going to explain to you what it does to you, you know, and you're like, cool. Okay. And I like that. And it's the same as, like, you know, I wouldn't want if I had a 10-year-old or a, you know, whatever, I wouldn't want him out there playing tackle football because I've seen it. Like, you mean, you're basically a bag of, you know, bones. I mean, you're just a little kid. You don't have anything. Yeah. And like, if you're taking a 10-yard run at another kid, I mean, nothing good is going to come out of that.
My oldest daughter. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
My oldest daughter, she wanted to play hockey, ice hockey. I said, no. I said, no. But she played soccer, and she hurt her knee, and she now has chronic knee pain. I mean, it hurts all the time.
Mm. Yeah, so, you don't think soccer would do that. But, yeah, it is a very physical sport. And just
– Well, she hurt her knee. She hurt her knee as a junior and just kept playing.
And players can get concussions in that sport as well.
Yeah, so. You can. Yeah. Well, especially when you're hitting the ball on your head.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. I was going to say there's a really funny episode of Blackish where they deal with, I think the main character's name is Jay, right? But anyway, his youngest his youngest son, wants to play football, and, he's so excited. Like, he's just like, oh, this is the best, you know? And so, and he just has all of these dreams about him becoming a football star. And he's just like so excited. And then, they finally convince the mom, because the mom's like, no, 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 no. So they finally, she's a doctor. And, I think the kid's like doing all of the things that he can, like he's doing homework. He's being he's just going out of his way to like be the best kid ever. And so she's like, okay, you know, so she, you know, the first game, you know, the kid's out there on the field and he's about to get hit, and Dre just runs out on the field and picks up his son and starts running with him because he doesn't want his son to get hurt. And, you know, it's a great show. They tackle, pun intended, some really great issues that are very, you know, contemporary and at the forefront of just everyday society. And
I didn't like Dre and Rainbow fighting.
I did not like that whole thing either. I mean, that whole storyline lasted way too long. And I think they were trying to, again, they tackle some issues and sometimes you're not going to like them, but I agree with you. And, you know, Jack's TV experience, I will say, I think it reigns true. Nobody likes to see mom and dad fighting. Like that rule for TV, you know, it's something that you've said time and time again. And when it happens and I see it in a show, I always think back of Jack's words of wisdom. Nobody likes to see
mom. It's uncomfortable.
It is. It's awkward. I mean, even when New Girl, like Jess and Nick break up, you know, it's like, I think it's Nick.
It is, right? Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Nick. Yeah, Nick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's an episode in which they break up and it's like, I don't like that episode because I'm like, no, I don't like seeing you guys fight. Like, you guys.
That's why they shouldn't date.
But they got together and it was fine. Like, actually, when they dated, it was okay. It was fun. But then when they started to fight, it was just like, then they broke up.
Don't you moonwalk away from me.
Winston's probably one of my favorite characters from that show, by the way. He's great.
He was very funny, yes.
Yeah. So always takes practical jokes too far, but anyway, I digress.
But anyway, so that's our take on that. If you disagree with us, that's fine. But if you have a comment on it, you can send us an email to rcadcast@gmail.com. And I think it's a good time to wrap it up because you guys have been podcasting for like 10 hours.
Yeah. For free.
Right. Because you did your own brew's barbecue.
Yeah. Well, we have to keep the fans satisfied. I mean, it is the best show.
Oh. It is. It is the number one show on the network.
On the network, yeah.
But
if you like the other shows on the network, you want to help and support us in any way that you can become a member of the patron group by going to jandjack.com. Click on the patron link there. You could also help us out by shopping Amazon. Every little bit helps.
If, you shop Amazon.
Yeah, you're looking for a mouth guard because you want to play tackle football. You know, you can find that on there.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. on Saturday, I don't know if you guys watch it. On ESPN, they had an hour or 2 hour long program because it's the 150th anniversary of football in America. You know? It was really good because it gets into like, you know, the invention of the game and like especially in the teens and the 20s, like when it was really popular, and how like there were so many deaths in football every week, you know, in college, because back then you had hardly any kind of pads and there was no forward pass, and so it was basically just a big, and like it took Teddy Roosevelt's son, because he went to either Harvard or Yale and got injured, and it took him to finally go like, you guys are gonna put in some rules to where, you know, and it was really good. So anyone out there has seen it, or you guys should watch it. It was just a good program. I have no idea what it was called, because it just had on my guide, it just said Sports Center, you know, which wasn't Sports Center, but it was just a continuation of this program because it was after the Georgia
Miami game. 30 on 30.
No, it wasn't a 30 on 30, but it was just the 150th anniversary. You know, of, and I guess you can just catch it on ESPN sometime. But I thought it was a really good program, just the whole history of the NFL, not the NFL, just of football in general in America.
And, cool.
I think it's
funny how Matt mentioned mouth guards.
Yeah.
They really started clamping down on the mouth guard rule the last couple of years I was reffing. And you'd always have these kids. I go, all right, show me your teeth. And I'd go along the line. Get off the ice, get off the ice, get off the ice, get off the ice. Because we'd go to the bench with the coach. What are you doing? I go, you were told they all have to have a mouthpiece. And they would put it at the side of their mouth. They'd chew it off. I go, put it in your mouth. And the one kid, he kept falling out. I said, go, you just got 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Because it's falling out. I go, if it's in your mouth, it won't fall out.
Right.
So I've warned you once already. That's twice. I go, I'm not getting I'm not getting sued because your brain's going to get rattled up because they say it helps with the concussions. And the coaches would just be pissed off. I go, I could be sued.
Not only are you, not only
all they have to do is wear the mouthpiece.
But you're like, you're kind of being a dad. You're like saying like, look, this is, but you know, like your coach is dumb. Your coach is like giving you the worst advice. So,
I mean, you'd have 5 or 6 kids go, what the fucking bullshit? I go, well, you want another penalty? Get off the ice. Go find your mouthpiece. And a lot of them didn't even have the mouthpiece. And the parents were getting mad.
Yeah.
My kid woke up at 6 o'clock. I go, that's great. He packed his helmet, packed his skates, packed his stick, packed his gloves. I go, how about his mouthpiece? He can't come out here without a mouthpiece. And I said, I don't know if that was like the last couple of years. They were really clamping down on the rules, you know, like an elbow was like 2 and 10 and all this different stuff that were going on, but it was just protection. So anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it's been 20 years since I've played football, but you know, when I played, you had these big, thick hip pads. They just look goofy as hell on your sides. But now I look on, you know, college and NFL, you don't hardly see anybody wearing hip pads anymore in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they just made them smaller or if they've got some kind of different system now in their pants, but you don't hardly ever see anyone wearing hip pads anymore. It's just, you know, the thigh and the shoulder and everything else, but in the neck pads. But it's just like, dude, what happens if you take a shot in the hip bone? You know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the body force fields. You know, so.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, with me, I didn't wear shoulder pads, but I took the shoulder pads out, but I wore chest protector. Because most people didn't even wear the chest protector.
Mm.
But I'm playing defense. I go, I'm not getting hit by that puck because it ricochets off a stick. And you always had people out there with no cage. I always thought cages should be mandatory, or at least a face shield. And you had people get out there and they're stick in their face. And because I took the puck to the face reffing, and that was before it was mandatory that you wear a half shield. Mm-hmm. So people say, why don't you wear a full shield? I go, well, how would I blow the whistle?
Mm-hmm.
I can't blow the whistle. So I got smacked right here, almost broke my nose, but I was like right here. I mean, luckily I didn't lose an eye. And I was like, after that, went and got the face shield and put that on there, you know, the half shield, and at least had that on there. But it was like, but now it's mandatory that you at least all referees have to have at least a half shield, where before it was just like, I mean, you look at the old NHL, you got guys out there with no helmet at all.
Right.
Yeah, players are wearing it. The goalies aren't even wearing helmets and face masks. They're just,
It won't be long, but even soccer, they'll have helmets. So,
well, they should have the flopping acting they do.
Oh yeah, that's pretty brutal. Anyway. But anyway, I think we've solved all the world problems today. But if you like to become a patron, and we thank all our patrons. This time we're going to thank Tack from Paris, Eckhart Rickner Glaffler, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Drake the Destroyer, and Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for everybody who listens. We appreciate it. And check out Owen Baru, the most popular podcast on the Jam Jack Podcasting Network. And sorry I was delayed earlier until I figured this out.
No, it was a great show, kid. One in a million.
Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Bye.
All right, now we stop this thing. All right.
Choo-choo.